time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at any of Wideline showrooms. Parramatta, Tuggera, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Yeah, everyone's excited. The AFL season's about to kick off. It starts tomorrow night at the MCG, Richmond taking on Carlton. But on the weekend, the Sydney Swans will take on the Bulldogs and the GWS Giants will take on Essendon out there at Spotless Stadium. And joining us on the line is the Giants ruckman, Dawson Simpson. Good morning, Dawson.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Extremely well, Dawson. Firstly, you must just be tonguing at the bit, really, to get underway as far as round one's concerned after all that hard work during the pre-season.
Yeah, it all comes around pretty quickly, the last sort of week or so. But before that, she's a long build-up all the way back before Christmas. So it's a really good build-up, and you know, it's good to put your energy into something that it's going to mean something for some points.
Over the last couple of years, you've just come up a little bit short, Dawson. What needs to change this year and what have you been working hard on in the off-season as a group?
Yeah, we think that we've always had the ability to go there the last few years especially, but we've just been a little bit off, as you say. So, look, we've worked hard on some areas of our game plan, making sure our defence is as good as it can be, because as you can see, the teams that have got the best defence get the ball back, and then they allow their individual brilliance and their natural ability to take over from there. So we're a team. We've got a lot of great players, a lot of hard workers. So we're thinking if we can really nut down on our defence and take the ball back off the opposition, then we're going to have some good times this year.
Talking about you've changed your structure a little bit. Has the rules had any, the new rules that have come into play had anything to do with that?
Oh yeah, definitely a little bit. So you have to address that, and we have our coaching staff really diligent when it comes to that sort of thing. So we've been very well educated and drilled on it. Our coaches have come up with the scenarios that might help and what's got to change in certain situations. So. Yeah, I think it will suit our game plan, to be honest. So we're not shying away from it. We're actually looking forward to it.
Particularly for a ruckman, will it be a ruckman could sort of come back into it with a less congested ball?
Yeah, and it puts a lot more. There's people in the game who've probably been trying to get rid of ruckman over the last
yes.
10 years or so. So it's we'll see how this year goes. But no, we'll see that. Well, I think we'll see this year that the centre bounce will be very, very crucial with the six forwards, six mid, and six back. So, if you can get your hand on and get it down to your midfielders, then it can be a really valuable asset for the team. And ruckman have to adjust with the game. So we'll just have to see how the first few rounds are going and just go from there.
Yeah, and it looks as though you'll share that role this year with Shane Mumford. He's made a return. Yeah. How's he been? And I know he's going to miss the first couple of weeks through suspension, but he'll be playing in the NEAFL. But how's he been training and what will he add to the group?
Yeah. So Mummy's been good since he's got back. His body's in pretty good shape, which is great. You know, a year out of the game, some people might have thought that he might be in a good shape, but he kept pretty fit with his boxing and he was doing a bit of training with us last year while he was coaching us. And, yeah, he's come back in really good nick. So we're looking forward to hopefully being able to play together this year and have a real impact in the ruck. So, yeah, he's in good nick. So look forward to getting him out there.
Yeah, you're taking on Essendon, of course. Essendon have recruited one of your former players in Dylan Shields. He'll have a target on his head this week, won't he?
Yeah. So Shealy's always been a pretty popular figure amongst the boys, so we'll certainly have a go out there with him. But no, it's always a bit of feeling when these players playing against their old club, which there will be across the whole league this year, this round. So round one's always got a bit more feeling to it.
Hmm. Yeah, look, it's never easy in a competition, and it's never an easy game. But when I look through the GWS start to the competition,
not
it's
bad.
So important that you win this first week, because then you've got the Premier's West Coast away from home, then you've got the Premiership favourites, Richmond, at home, and then you've got Geelong away. So it's a tough start.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And that, yeah, we probably wouldn't have it any other way, because if you want to win this year, you got to beat the best. And so we're looking forward to getting out there and showing what we've worked on and what we can do, and hopefully we can make a real stance in these first four games as you guys have just said in the season, and starts with Essendon this week, but we haven't really looked too much further past this week, to be honest. So, like you say, we're really hoping we can produce some good footy and get this one under our belt.
Yeah, I think the key for GWS is just keeping your best players available and on the park for long periods of time. You look through it last year, Toby Green missed a fair portion, Delidio missed a fair portion, Jonathan Patton and others. So if you can keep your best 22 on the park for a good period, you'll take some beating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's something we've definitely addressed. Is there something that that's been happening around the club or whatnot, and the club's been really, really diligent about it. And to be honest, we're in a lot better shape than we have been in maybe some other years. And, you know, we've had a bit of bad luck with some injuries over the last few years. But, look, we're really confident. We've got great depth as well, because we've got some really young, really great young talent and young boys who have got their head screwed on right. And I think that's actually... To be honest, really grown us as a team and a club, that when there's been some good players go down in the last few years, there's been boys that come in and step up and play their role, and it's been really great for the team, because we've got some great depth now.
Yeah, and that will help you, those young guys getting exposed a little bit earlier than what they thought they would. Can you tell us a little bit about Jai Caldwell, though? I've been just sort of reading on some of your reviews in the JLT Cup. Now, he's only 18. He was picked at number 11 in the draft. Is he a guy that's impressed you in the preseason? Is he likely to get a run in the opening game of the season?
Yeah. Well, I think Jai's just been... I'd have to check, but I think Jai had a... He was a bit under a cloud whether he'd play or not. So I think it's just come out that he's not going to play this week, which is a bit of a shame to him. But he's one that's really impressed me, and Jackson Heatley as well. These two boys have come in and just gone bang, and they haven't waited for someone to go down or for someone to tell them, you know, it's time for you to be a man. They've just come in and really put the hammer down, and yeah, their appetite to work hard and to listen and to learn is exceptional, and it's gonna hold them great stead, and I think you should expect to see them in the early rounds of this season.
Dawson, we thank you so much for your time. Good luck. We're hopeful that a strong crowd gets out there at Sydney Showground, so Spotless Stadium, at 3:20 on Sunday afternoon for the bounce of the ball. It's going to be terrific to hopefully see GWS deliver on all that promise, and we're hopeful that the new rules sort of bring the giant ruckman back into play as far as AFL is concerned. So good luck to you, Dawson.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.